Who is she? James was still looking over his shoulder at the Queen's Gallery, trying to keep the vision with ebony eyes in his sight. Never mind her, Jazz. We've the entire honour of the Opperdon underclasses resting on us. She's just some princess from Greece or Turkey or some place. Greece? Turkey? Or the Isle of Crete, perhaps? Crete? The site of the Minoan Palace? Where Theseus battled the Minotaur for the love of Ariadne? You do know your Greek mythology, don't you, Jazz? How long would it take to sail there, I wonder? Sail? In the Jolly Roger. Roger tried to turn Jazz away from gazing back in the direction of the Sultana. James remained steadfast. We have a match at hand, King Jazz. Could we worry about one thing at a time? Besides, the Ottoman Turks still cut off your hands if you were caught committing a crime. I am only thinking about winning, not about committing a crime. Jolly Roger looked at Jazz, then at the Sultana, then back at Jazz. Besides, she is just a girl, he reminded his friend. Oh, no, Jolly-or, you've gone blind. You are in desperate need of spectacles. She is not just a girl. She is a goddess. James was so undeniably enchanted by the second vision he had seen this St. Andrew's Day that he failed to avoid walking right into the 217-year-old brick wall marking the game pitch. The impact was firm enough to send him reeling back, which placed him, for the first time since the swishing, in exactly the position Arthur Darling wanted him. The derision was instantaneous from the colleges, beating their drums, blowing their pipes, and laughing at the downed King Jazz.
"Well, well, look at the king!" Darling guffawed, and paraded around James, overacting. "Flat on his..."